According to chiropractor Thomas Gehrman, the back and the spine are the epicenter of messages from your body to your brain. They are the control pathway between the two. It's like having a messenger between the two, but if that messenger isn't working correctly, then it can cause complications. Looking after your spine is the most important way to protect this pathway, says Thomas Gehrman. The spinal cord sits within the spine, and therefore anything that happens to your spine may affect it. Looking after your spine is important to keeping your nervous system in correct function. Preventing back pain. There are things that you can do to prevent back pain, Thomas Gehrman, chiropractor, says. For example, taking the time each day to do little things like correcting your posture by putting your shoulders back and down, tucking your chin in slightly. That way, you're making your body aware of maintaining good posture. Physical jobs. Key workers like nurses work long hours. Setting the foundations up for a shift is key. At the start of a shift, setting yourself up and making sure you're prepared to look after yourself as well as your patients. For nurses, lifting is a really key point, learning how to lift correctly, especially heavy patients and equipment. If you're lifting without good posture, it can affect your back. Tips for working from home. There's a stretch called Brugger's relief position, where you basically open your chest wider and tuck in your chin. That is really key in itself and the main technique I'd recommend. The other thing suggested by chiropractor Thomas Gehrman is abdominal breathing. It's commonly practiced in yoga. It's great for relieving stress. When you're stressed, it's common to start using the muscles around your neck to breathe, rather than your abdominal muscles. These muscles then become tense and they can give you pain around your arms, neck and head. A solution to this is to encourage people to relax the muscles around their neck and start using their diaphragm correctly. You can practice doing this by lying on the floor and putting a mildly heavy object, for example a book, on your abdomen.